Greetings to you in Jesus' name. My name is Jody, and Lord willing, I'll be sharing the next week for a daily inspiration that, as we've mentioned many, many times, I know you've heard this from me and others, that God's Word is our inspiration, and we have to have the inspired Word to have life in Jesus Christ. And I know that we've all experienced good times and bad times, hard times, and times of blessing. And it's our desire as Christians to keep the faith and to walk according to the ways that were given to us through Jesus Christ and His disciples and His Word. And so today I'd like to read a familiar passage. I know we've talked about this before, but I want to get the idea back into our hearts and minds as a reminder of what is necessary for us in our day and age. I'm going to be reading out of Matthew 25, and this is the parable of the 10 virgins. And I know that you've heard this before, unless you're just a new caller and haven't been listening for very long. This story is an interesting story because it has some things in it that are for us today, and yet it was valid in their day as well. That's the way God's Word works. It's not ever getting old and worn out and where we can't apply in our day. 2,000 years after Christ, these words are still fresh and alive to us. And I'm going to just read, and I want you to meditate on this and think about it and see what God might speak to your heart. Matthew 25, "Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. And I'm going to stop right there. That's through verse 13. And again, I know this story is familiar, but we as people, we forget. We get busy and we get going along with things, and we need reminders very, very often. And I know for me this is true. I need to meditate on this scripture again because there are things in here, as I said, that will apply to daily life for you and for me. This is pertinent information for us today. It is a message for the very day that we're living in. There are some things I would like to consider. I have some points to consider here, and they're very obvious, but it's good to just break this down a little bit. First of all, there's 10 virgins here, and Jesus is saying that 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. So that's pretty simple. You have 5 wise virgins and 5 foolish virgins. The other point to consider is that 5 took lamps without extra oil. They had no extra oil, just what was in the lamp. And also, 5 took lamps with extra oil. Just a point to consider here. This is the difference between the wise and the foolish virgins. 5 had extra oil. 5 took no extra oil at all. The other point to consider is that all heard the call. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. And Lord willing, we'll talk about this point a little bit later on. But it's interesting to see that all 10 of them were awakened by the call. The bridegroom cometh. He's here. Go out and meet him. All of them heard. That's an important thing. All heard that. Another point to consider that they all arose and trimmed their lamps. Every one of them did something after they heard the call. They rose up and they trimmed their lamps. Another point to consider, whatever the oil represents, it must be purchased. And I think this is a figure of speech. You can't buy your salvation. But I think there's something here that we need to look at. You must get your oil from the source. You have to own it. You're not able to borrow it from anyone else or ride on anybody else's faith, if you want to call that faith. I'm not sure, but it's something to consider. You have to own it. It's got to be your oil. I think that's an important factor, and we'll talk about that later, Lord willing. Another point to consider is, what does it mean for us? Is this just a story, a nice little story that Jesus told? Is this how does it apply in our lives today? What does it mean to you? Is it just a Bible story? Is it just something for entertainment or for a little point to be made? Or does it apply to all of God's children? Are there real life applications? And I believe the answer to these questions is yes, it does have real life applications. It's not just a story. But Jesus is trying to make a point here to be ready. Because what happens to God's people, as you read through the Old Testament, you find this is very, very true. The people get complacent. They forget. And they stray away, wander away from God. And Jesus is giving this story, I believe, to remind us that you must be prepared. You've got to be ready while the bridegroom tarries. And if we knew the tradition of the Hebrew marriages, we would understand this parable a little more. Because they don't, their customs were different than our customs. And there was an element of surprise in the wedding that was to take place. And we don't necessarily have that custom, but these people understood, and we can understand it too, that if the bridegroom were to tarry, would you be ready? We all get sleepy, we all slumber, but we need to be ready. We need to be prepared. We need to know that it's a critical hour. This is something that has been on my heart lately. I have a son that lives in Chile, South America, and there's some dear brothers down there that are just really impressed in their hearts that it is time for us to be prepared in this way, that we need to have our lamps and we need to have vessels full of oil. And I want you to think about that today. I want to ask you this question. What does that mean? What do you think it means to not only have your lamp, but have vessels with oil? And I think it's a good meditation. I encourage you today, spend time with God. Ask him, Lord, what does this mean to your church, to your people? And I'd like to leave you with that thought. And Lord willing, we'll pick up on this again in the next session. But I'd like to just let you meditate on this and ponder. Because I think that all of those that believe in God, or in one side or the other, of the 5 wise and the 5 foolish, we all fit in there somewhere. And I hope that we can trust God to keep us as the wise. May God bless you as you consider these things.